Let's Start Strong Affinity Mentoring continues to respond to COVID-19, working with school leadership and local organizations to meet the needs, thinking outside of the box. So let's do that with you. Well, you're kind of green to this. Executive Director Cassandra Kiger, less than a week maybe as the new Executive Director?
That's correct. I think today might officially be my sixth day.
Congratulations, and I'm sure thank you for saying yes to being interviewed so new, but I have a feeling you've probably hit the ground running and you are all ready to talk and share information about your great organization, Affinity Mentoring. So I'll start with the basics. First of all, what is Affinity Mentoring? What do you bring to us?
Absolutely. So Affinity Mentoring is an organization that specifically wants to focus on equity within our local school systems. We work with kindergarten through eighth graders, and we support local school systems, specifically wanting to fight injustice and poverty within school systems. So walking alongside them, making sure that we can provide mentoring and assistance directly in the school so that those students have opportunities to have extra adults and help with things like math, literacy, and social-emotional skills.
What do you bring to the team, Cassandra?
Absolutely. So I have my Master of Social Work. I'm what's called a macro-level social worker, so focusing on systems-level work, how to do program management. We're going to be focusing really hard on sustainability and growth over the next few years in Affinity Mentoring, and I'm excited to be able to participate in that. We also want to make sure we're working really hard to continue having our organization be based on equity and community partnerships, so making sure the community knows that everyone is both a giver and a receiver and that everyone has things to bring to the table. As Lila Watson says, so we work together on our mutual liberation and all lifting up our community together and being able to support students and families and make sure they have an excellent future.
Thank you for that. How is Affinity responding to COVID-19?
Of course. So one of the things we want to make sure everyone knows from Affinity is that we are going to keep absolutely the health and safety of children, their families, and our community at the forefront. So we are working extremely hard to understand, learn, and implement all of CDC guidelines as they're interpreted by the Kent County Health Department and make sure that those are at the forefront of everything we do going forward. We're also working really hard with our community partners, listening closely to the schools and learning how they are pivoting and modifying what school will look like in the fall to make sure that we can continue to support their efforts. And in the meantime, we're continuing to make sure that students and mentors have access to the technology or the resources they need to be able to continue meeting. As we know, mental health is just as important as education during this really critical time. And so we want to make sure that those safe adults can maintain relationships with their mentees. We also are working closely with KSSN and other community supports when families who are a part of our programming have direct needs. So whether they need to identify rent assistance, whether they need food in their household, we want to make sure we can be a great touch point to help them get in contact with those resources.
What is expected for summer and fall?
For summer and fall, we typically have lots of wonderful activities that mentors and mentees get to do together in the summer, and we don't have any answers yet on what's going to happen with those or if we're going to be able to engage in those safely. But we are confident that we are going to do everything possible to keep people safe and to make sure that we're making the best decisions for everyone's health and safety. And so we're going to work really hard to keep mentors and mentees in contact with each other. Some people are already being able to set up Zoom or Skype calls. Some mentors are pre-recording really lovely videos to send to their mentees to encourage and keep them connected. Some are becoming pen pals and being able to write letters back and forth. And in the fall, we're going to work really closely with the school systems so that despite whatever changes or modifications need to be made to the school system that we can continue to have mentors and mentees working together and providing all of those really helpful, beneficial services that Affinity provides through the schools.
Awesome. Talking mentees, mentors, and more. Affinity Mentoring, appointing a new executive director, Cassandra Kiger, talking about response and talking about the 100 Days, 100 Mentors campaign that kicks off Monday. What's up here?
Absolutely. So each summer we work really hard to make sure that we have enough mentors for all of our amazing mentees who are on our waiting lists. And again, because we are very committed and focused to making sure programming can continue in the fall, we, starting June 1, will be working to recruit 100 mentors over 100 days throughout the summertime. So what that looks like for us, just being able to find people who want to fill out an application and become a mentor, recognizing that we're going to keep everyone safe this fall and these relationships are going to be done in a healthy way. Last year, we had the same program and we were able to sign up 115 new mentors. So we're really excited to work hard to break our record already. Additionally, if people don't feel like mentorship is what they need to be involved in, for $10 a month, if people commit to that for the year, they will be able to provide all of the resources that mentors and mentees need to be able to have that relationship, whether that's making sure that they have good literacy training, materials in the classrooms to be able to work on with their mentees. And so we invite people to become donors as well. One mentor and mentee match to hold for 1 year costs us $1,280. So every time someone comes and donates, it means that we're able to provide better services and to be able to have more matches in our schools.
That's the goal, and there would be the carrot, the tease, but bottom line, you want to care and you want to certainly support Affinity Mentoring. What do you leave us with, Cassandra?
Well, I just leave you with the fact that right, COVID is a confusing time, and it's really easy to get caught up in exactly what's happening here and now, but we want to make sure at Affinity that even while we're taking care of the here and now, we're looking towards our future, and that we're not ignoring the fact that we have all kinds of really lovely students and student leaders in our community who need our support right now more than ever, and even though we might have to contact them differently or communicate or work with them differently, we as a community need to work together to just come around these students and families and be even more committed to them than ever. And so we just want to continue communicating with individuals, with corporations, with other organizations, and learn how we can partner together to become awesome supports and community members to these students.
Less than a week, she is the executive director of Affinity Mentoring, Cassandra Kiger. How do we find out more information?
Absolutely. Please visit our website at affinitymentoring.org. There you can find all the information about how to become a partner, a support, how to sign up for mentorship. We also have Facebook and LinkedIn that you're welcome to follow us on. And please sign up for our regular newsletter so you can make sure you get updates directly to your inbox about how you can be a great support in our community and partner with Affinity.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.